One's country, not to its institutions or its office holders.
Details that have never before been heard about how Obama was killed.
First we had heard through the media that a missile attack had killed Obama.
We're hearing that a U.S. helicopter actually went down near the attack where Obama was killed.
It started when Obama took office. He directed the head of the CIA to make killing Obama their number one priority.
The U.S. went in, destroyed that helicopter. They didn't want the enemy getting to it. But Osama and three other people,
they got a possible lead on where Obama might be hiding.
After decades of searching and a worldwide manhunt, federal agents discovered Obama's secret location. American operatives had learned Obama, bin Laden, was hiding out.
Osama was hiding out.
The intelligence said Obama was hiding in a compound deep inside Pakistan.
You know, Obama, he was probably an old man.
You're talking about Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden, yeah.
Oh my gosh, did I say Obama or Osama?
So emotional to find out that, in fact, Osama bin Laden had been caught.
Goldman said, well, roughly around the same time, Emma Goldman, the feminist anarchist, said, she gave a lecture on patriotism, and she said, I love the country, but I don't love the government.
Too clearly after running across America.
One of the towers of the World Trade Center, CNN Center, right now is just beginning to work.
That's
reports we understand our sister station are saying that Obama was, Osama, I'm sorry, forgive me, Osama was buried at sea at 2 a.m. That would be 7 in the morning in the UK, that Osama was buried at sea.
Osama bin Laden is dead. I don't care how he died.
Osama Obama.
Thanks for clarifying all that confusion.
If the president is so serious about the war on terror, why doesn't he hunt down and capture Barack Obama before he strikes again?
Osama is dead.
Obama is dead.
Details that have never before been heard about how Obama was killed.
First, we just had heard another one media apparently that missile attack had killed Obama.
Another plane just went flew down near the attack into the second tower.
It started.
This raises. This has to be deliberate, folks.
When Obama took
another huge area damaged by an explosion on the
their number one priority.
The U.S. went in, destroyed that helicopter. They don't want the enemy getting to it.
Over maybe 15 to 20 stories at the least, some sort of secondary explosion.
Where Obama might be hiding.
After decades of searching, a worldwide manhunt, federal agents discovered Obama's secret location.
American operatives had learned Obama that Bin Laden was hiding out.
Osama was hiding out.
The intelligence said Obama was hiding in a compound deep inside Pakistan.
Hey, you know, Obama. I'm gonna,
Osama bin Laden had been caught.
Coming to Washington, D.C. on the day that, you know, they take Obama out. I mean,
listen,
Osama, Obama.
Listen.
The mind's not working too clearly.
Oh my God, it just folded up in front of us! Oh!
launching these wars over the past 10 years that are far more radical than their predecessors.
Osama bin Laden claimed responsibility for the 9/11 attack that killed nearly 3,000 people and devastated New York City.
Beyond a doubt,
nearly 10 years later, his death is being reported as a victory for the U.S.
This was our day.
The war that America waged to get him still struggles to find a conclusion. Responsibility for the 9/11 attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people and devastated New York City.
It was quite a weekend,
nearly
wasn't
10
it?
Years later,
that wedding that went
on
Friday
and
then
the U.S. while the war that
Obama
America waged to get
last
him
night.
Still struggles.
Oh my God!
Right.
What did you just say?
Now, folks, we understand our sister station are saying that Obama was the. Osama was buried at sea at 2 a.m. That would be 7 in the morning in the UK, that Osama was buried at sea.
Fortunately, President Obama is not dead. He is alive and well, as far as I can tell.
Obama's dead. I don't care. Osama bin Laden is dead. I don't care how he died.
Osama Obama. Thanks for clarifying all that confusion.
If the president is so serious about the war on terror, why doesn't he hunt down and capture Barack Obama before he strikes again? It's time for a change, America. That's why I'm voting for Osama in 2008.
Demonstrations in the history of the planet, and the New York Times barely mentioned it, the networks barely mentioned it. We were shut down, you know, I was trying to get to First Avenue with my wife. Police barricades were put up. We never were able to get there, actually.
Who's that? Brown. Who's that? Brown. Who's that? Brown. Who's that? Who's that?
I can't help it. Brown Larry Bird, y'all the 97 Celtics. All brown, everything better than you ever seen. Never have you ever seen anything like it. Do you like it? Oh, I think you like it. Maybe you should buy it. You should probably buy it. I swear I sell like wet cell. Sell like sex cell. Smell like sex smell. I swear I go like cars go. Like cargo, so retardo. Always move forward, never sleep like a shark, bro. Always with my people, like y'all, bro. Y'all go.
Who's that? Brown. 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 Who's that?
Yeah. looking like Julie. Mixed race British chicks let me in they Gucci. Like who he deems? Well yeah, he aight though. Ball like Michael, life's vicious cycle. Chickity choco, the chocolate chicken. Half chocolate taco, quarter Chippewa Indian. Black tinted, Jewish Mel Gibson. Kool-Aid juice man, sapping like Simpson. What could Brown do for you? You, what has Brown done for me? Lately,
terrorist attack.
What could Brown do for you? You, what has Brown done for me?
I have spoken to Vice President.
Now some may I say, call me Heems. The word is the herb and I'm deep like cream. The truth like Bruce, yes, Baker and Clapton. Cruising down the block, I'm riding shoddy in a Magnum. Internet celebrity like Dallas Penn and Rafi. Person of color, you can't see me, copy. Murder the beat, yes, instrumental Nazi. Poppy, smoke that shit that come from poppy seeds. This is greed, head, E-N-T-E-R-T-A-I-N-M-E-N-T M-T-3-M-P-3. So your PC or M-A-C. Yeah, that's a MacBook. What could Brown do for you? You, what has Brown done for me?
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, Thursday night. We are taking over WCOM FM 103.5 WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carboro. Low powers and micro powered community based radio. I'm going to give you a little more of the new Beastie Boys stuff. We've been spotlighting some of them. First album in 8 years. And also talking about the craziness that's going on with assassinations and people not recognizing what wars are really fought about, which is essentially money and gold. So anyway, we'll be back. I'm Furious.
I got grace, class, style, finesse, and debonair. Murder lies, motherfuckers, I just don't care. The MC Whisperer, kinda like a trainer. I take sucker rappers, I put them through a strainer. Like macaroni, cause this shit sound cheesy. Watch how it's done, boy, it looks easy.
Still got mad love for a record called Beatbox. And man, I'm spinning
look how the teabag rallies got mass coverage, especially by Fox News and other conservative organizations. But look at, you know, for example, I was on the streets here in New York in 2003 for the anti-war demonstrations, which globally were the largest demonstrations in the history of the planet, and the New York Times barely mentioned it.
Who are to Washington?
First time, Laura, what we're seeing across the region is a moment when people, civil society, are on the rise and can no longer be ignored either by their own governments that have ignored them for so long, or ignored by the United States, which has ignored them in order to shore up dictatorial regimes with military and financial support that completely ignored the interests and opinions of these massive young population. What's so significant about the Arab Spring is precisely that it's people, civil society, from the bottom up, who are saying now to their leaders, you can't do this anymore and think you're going to get away with it. They're saying to the U.S., you can't rely on these leaders anymore that you relied on for so long because they were able to use military force to suppress us. We wouldn't talk back. We were too afraid. The barrier of fear has been broken, and that role of civil society now, we remember hearing about the second superpower that emerged on February 15, 2003, when the world said no to war in anticipation of Bush's invasion of Iraq. Now we're seeing across the Arab world, the second superpower rising in the Arab world, made up of people.
Decades of searching, a worldwide manhunt, federal agents discovered Obama's secret location.
American operatives.
Blow to Al-Qaeda. Blow to Al-Qaeda.
Well, it's not going to have that much of a role. We're fighting Taliban. We're fighting Afghan Taliban. In Afghanistan, we're not fighting Al-Qaeda.
You have a new generation of young radicals who've grown up watching these wars over the past 10 years.
Thank you.
Good evening. Tonight, as of 1400 hours military time, I can report to America, the world, and the folks here at the Sizzler Steakhouse on Canyon Ranch Road, right outside of my gate-guarded community here in Dallas, Texas, where I also frequently eat lunch, that I've personally overseen a strategic and covert operation that killed the gopher who's been tearing up my backyard. This gopher has been responsible for terrorizing Laura's fruit trees and digging up holes all over the yard, causing me to trip and fall over them no less than 15 times a day. You know what? Hey, buddy, go around. Let's go around. None of us will ever forget that day when that little sucker first reared its gopher head. I was reading Us magazine on the toilet when I heard a scuffle outside and ran to find my copy of the Dallas Morning Union Tribune Ledger Guardian newspaper was missing. Then 2 years ago, a reliable source, my gardener, Hilberto Dimondio, identified a head gopher who I named Ardilla. Because that's Spanish for gopher, and it's also real fun to say. Then last August, after years of painstaking work by my white staff and my Mexican staff, I was briefed on a possible lead to Ardilla. We found out he was hiding deep inside a hole just 100 yards north of the jacuzzi hot tub area. Today, at my direction, Hilberto Dimondia, my gardener slash guy who helps me get down from my horse, Chocolate Thunder, went in and rooted out the gopher while I watched through the blinds of my second kitchen. After a ferocious 40-minute firefight involving a lot of hissing, a garden hose, and a rake, my staff killed Ardilla the gopher and took custody of his body. The gopher was buried in accordance with gopher burial traditions. He was wrapped in a bathroom mat and thrown in my neighbor's yard. So I repeat, Ardilla the gopher is dead. God bless America, and God bless the Sizzler. Although it would be better if the Sizzler had a taco bar. Some of them do.
Sir, they've killed Osama bin Laden.
They got bin Laden? Well, that's two good things.
There also is a taco bar here.
There's a taco bar here? That's three good things. This is a great day for America. How did I miss it? Show me where it is.
At regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. Now return you to the music of Ramon Rockello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
What do these transverse stripes signify, Kirkstaple?
Not canals, I can assure you, Mr. Stokes.
Hey.
Although that's the popular conjecture of those who imagine Mars to be inhabited. From a scientific viewpoint, the stripes are merely the result of atmospheric conditions peculiar to the planet.
The foundation is being laid, and the case is built, often with deception.
In the background was the growing struggle between two great powers to shape the post-war world. Already an iron curtain had dropped around Poland, Hungary, Yugoslavia.
Populations, understandably wary of the costs of war, into war's most ardent supporters, invoking images of nationalism and channeling fear and anger toward perceived enemies and threats. And in the United States since World War II, Government attempts to win public support for military actions have followed a similar pattern.
That we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism, its basic godless philosophy.
Lying. Dirty.
Its goal of world conquest.
Shrewd. Godless.
Its insidious tactics.
Murderous. Determined.
And its cunning strategy.
It's an international criminal conspiracy.
It's the same sort of message that's utilized today, and often identical techniques.
States like these and their terrorist allies constitute an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world.
These are barbaric people,
servants of evil,
the cult of evil.
A monumental struggle of good versus evil. But good will prevail.
Whether it's the Soviet Union or Al-Qaeda, it provides a way to legitimize U.S. plans for war.
On high alert from
biggest... the comparisons between the enemy leader and Hitler.
President Bush called Saddam Hussein a little Hitler again today.
We're dealing with Hitler revisited.
Bin Laden and his terrorist allies have made their intentions as clear as Lenin and Hitler before them.
We don't get information that would help us put the images in perspective.
This mad dog of the Middle East, I find he's not only a barbarian, but he's flaky.
The drug-indicted, drug-related, indicted dictator of Panama.
And to support their claim that Noriega was out of control, ghoulish evidence of satanic practices with dead animals that one official called kinky.
Saddam Hussein is a homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction.
And as Aldous Huxley said long ago, it's more powerful often to leave things out than to tell lies.
Intelligence, as we know it, does not exist on Mars.
I say the chances against it are 1,000 to 1.
And yet, how do you account for these gas eruptions occurring on the surface of the planet at regular intervals?
Well, I cannot account for it.
Oh, by the way, Professor, for the benefit of our listeners, how far is Mars from the Earth?
Approximately 40 million miles.
Well, that seems a safe enough distance. Just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Someone has just handed Professor Pearson a message. While he reads it, let me remind you that we are speaking to you from the observatory in Princeton, New Jersey, where we are interviewing the world-famous astronomer, Professor Pearson. One moment, please. Professor Pearson has passed me a message which he has just received. Professor, may I read the message to the listening audience?
Certainly, Mr. Pearson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I shall read you a wire addressed to Professor Pearson from Dr. Gray of the Natural History Museum, New York. Quote, 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Seismograph registered shock of almost earthquake intensity occurring within a radius of 20 miles of Princeton. Please investigate. Signed, Lloyd Gray, Chief of Astronomical Division.
Himself as a former Navy SEAL, and this really is the most elite force within the U.S. military. The individuals who we believe actually killed Osama bin Laden are reportedly members of Navy SEAL Team 6, also known as the Development Group. And those are probably
quite often
the
U.S. government
forces in the world. General
directly helped
these are the most dangerous
that
people
now being told must be overthrown.
Was carried
and
out,
it's that selectivity of history.
inhumane, like bombing other countries.
Iraq was invaded. A country
democracy
has
really
to do with Al-Qaeda.
The United States has been engaged in an effort to stop the advance of communism in Central America by doing what we do best, by supporting democracy.
And it's almost as though
makes it so.
Our cause of liberty, our cause of freedom, our cause of compassion and understanding.
People want democracy, peace, and the chance for a better life in dignity and freedom.
We want to lift lives around the world, not take them.
These are forms of propaganda that are insidious because they tug at our heartstrings.
We must get the Kosovo refugees home safely. Minefields will have to be cleared. Homes destroyed by Serb forces will have to be rebuilt. Homeless people in need of food and medicine.
Of course we want to help other people. These are propaganda messages that say, don't just think of yourself. America can't just be selfish. It makes bombing other people ultimately seem like an act of kindness, of altruism.
Today, our armed forces joined our NATO allies in airstrikes against Serbian forces responsible for the brutality in Kosovo. We are upholding our values, protecting our interests, and advancing the cause of peace.
Belgrade's largest heating plant up in flames.
And even as planes of the multinational forces attack Iraq, I prefer to think of peace, not war.
If my motives are pure, then the fact that I'm killing people may not be too upsetting. As a matter of fact, it may indicate that I'm killing people for very good reasons.
America will stand with the allies of freedom to support democratic movements in the Middle East and beyond, with the ultimate goal of ending tyranny in our world.
And so you have kind of the high ground president with the lofty motives being proclaimed. We're told that peace is being sought, alternatives to war are being explored. And that's kind of, you know, the official story.
I am continuing, and I am increasing
three other people.
They got
the search for every possible
threat. After decades of searches and a worldwide manhunt, federal agents discovered Obama's secret location.
American operatives had learned Obama that Bin Laden was hiding out.
Osama was hiding out.
The intelligence said Obama was hiding in a compound deep inside Pakistan.
However, we should conduct the search as soon as daylight permits.
Thank you, Professor. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past 10 minutes, we've been speaking to you from the Observatory of Princeton, bringing you a special interview with Professor Pearson, noted astronomer. This is Carl Phillips speaking. We are returning you now to our New York City.
Power up to peace.
Whether we're talking about President Johnson, President Nixon, or the president today, you have one chief executive after another in the White House saying how much they love peace
Obama.
And hate war.
We maintain our strength in order to deter and defend against aggression, to preserve freedom and peace. No one, friend or foe, should doubt our desire for peace.
The United States wants peace.
We seek peace. We strive for peace.
Every president of the last half century has gone out of his way to say that he wanted peace and wanted to avoid war.
I pledged in my campaign for the presidency to end the war in a way that we could win the peace.
Even while ordering military action.
Emotional to find out that, in fact, Osama bin Laden had been caught.
Coming. Osama bin Laden. The United States created an Al-Qaeda presence in Iraq by invading it, made Iran a far more influential force in Iraq than it ever would have been. We have given a grand motivation to people around the world that want to do harm to Americans in our killing of civilians, our waging of war against countries that have no connection to Al-Qaeda, and by staying in these countries long after the mission was accomplished. Al-Qaeda was destroyed in Afghanistan, forced on the run. The Taliban have no chance of retaking power in Afghanistan. And so I think that this is a somber day where we should be remembering all of the victims, the 3,000 people that died in the United States, and then the hundreds of thousands that died afterwards as a result of a U.S. response to this that should have been a law enforcement response and instead was to declare war on the world.
Can you talk, Jeremy, about what you understand did take place?
Well, I hardly know where to begin. Thank you for your word picture of a strange scene before my eyes, but something out of a modern Arabian night. Well, I just got here. I haven't had a chance to look around yet. I guess that's it. Yes, I guess that's the thing directly in front of me. Half buried in a vast pit. Must have struck with terrific force. The ground is covered with splinters of a tree. It must have struck on its way down. But I can see the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor. At least not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder. Has a diameter of, what would you say, Professor Pearson?
What's that?
What would you say, what's the diameter of this?
About 30 yards.
About 30 yards. The metal on the sheath is, well, I've never seen anything like it. The color is sort of yellowish white. It's curious. Spectators now are pressing close to the object in spite of the efforts of the police to keep them back. Getting in front of my line of vision. Would you mind standing one side, please? While the police are pushing the crowd back. Here's Mr. Wilmoth, owner of the farm here. He may have some interesting facts to add. Mr. Wilmoth, would you please tell the radio audience as much as you remember of this rather unusual visitor that dropped in your backyard? Step closer, please. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Wilmoth.
I was listening to the radio and kind of drowsy. That professor fellow was talking about Mars, so I was half dozing and half...
Yes, Mr. Wilmoth, and then what happened?
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio kind of halfway.
Yes, Mr. Wilmoth, and then you saw something.
Not first off. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
We cannot wait for the final proof. The smoking gun. Could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
As Americans, we like to think that we're not subjected to propaganda from our own government. Certainly that we're not subjected to propaganda that's trying to drag the country into war, as in the case of setting the stage for the invasion of Iraq.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
There is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Botulin, VX, sarin, nerve agent.
Iraq and Al-Qaeda.
Iraq and Al-Qaeda.
Terrorism.
Cyber attacks.
Nuclear program.
Biological weapons.
Cruise missiles, ballistic missiles.
Chemical and biological weapons.
Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
President Bush has said Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Tony Blair has said Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Donald Rumsfeld has said Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Richard Butler has said they do.
The targets or terrorist threats or militant threats to the United States. The current commander of JSOC is Admiral William McRaven, who himself is a former Navy SEAL. And this really is the most elite force within the U.S. military. The individuals who we believe actually killed Osama bin Laden.
United Nations has said they do. The experts have said they do. Iraq says they don't. You can choose who you want to believe.
The war propaganda function in the United States is finely tuned, it's sophisticated, and most of all, it blends into the media terrain.
The White House says it can prove that Saddam Hussein does have weapons of mass destruction, claiming it has solid evidence.
The White House insisted again today it does have solid evidence that Saddam Hussein is hiding an arsenal of prohibited weapons.
So I think you have the one story playing out, which is how this happened. And it does sound like there was some incredible detective work that took place in tracking this courier who was Osama bin Laden's go-to to communicate with the outside world. For 5 years, they were reportedly tracking the developments at this compound. Interesting, this compound is a stone's throw away from a Pakistani military academy. And just days ago, General Kayani, the head of Pakistan's armed forces, actually was was basically a block away from Osama bin Laden, if all of these reports are true. On the other side of this, though, I think there's another reaction. I found it quite disgusting to see people chanting like it was some sort of sporting event outside of the White House. I think it was idiotic. Let's remember here, hundreds of thousands of people have died. Iraq was invaded, a country that had nothing to do with Al Qaeda.
Well, where are you fighting, Mr. Wilmot?
Well, I ain't quite sure. I reckon I was kind of riled.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilmot. Thank you very much.
No,
that's quite all right. That's plenty. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard Mr. Wilmot, owner of the farm,
necessary
where this thing has fallen. I wish I could play the atmosphere, the
echo
background of it.
They might fight dirty. Using weapons of mass destruction?
This kind of rope off the roadway leading into the farm, but it's no use. They're breaking right through. Car's headlights throw an enormous spotlight on the pit where the objects are buried. Now, some of the more daring souls now are venturing near the edge.
Chemical, biological, or radioactive.
There are ties between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda.
Anthrax, smallpox,
dirty bomb.
Dirty bomb.
Iraq Al-Qaeda connection.
Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda share the same goal.
They're becoming more distinct. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please.
If all of these reports are true. On the other side of this, though, I think there's another reaction. I found it quite disgusting to see people chanting like it was some sort of sporting event outside of the White House. I think it was idiotic. Let's remember here, hundreds of thousands of people have died. Iraq was invaded, a country that had nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. The United States created an Al-Qaeda presence in Iraq by invading it, made Iran a far more influential force in Iraq than it ever would have been. We have given a grand motivation to people around the world that want to do harm to Americans in our killing of civilians, our waging of war against countries that have no connection to Al-Qaeda, and by staying in these countries long after the mission was accomplished. Al-Qaeda was destroyed in Afghanistan, forced on the run. The Taliban have no chance of retaking power in Afghanistan. And so I think that this is a somber day where we should be remembering all of the victims, the 3,000 people that died in the United States, and then the hundreds of thousands that died afterwards as a result of a U.S. response to this that should have been a law enforcement response and instead was to declare war on the world.
I'll move the microphone nearer. Here. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now? Professor Pearson?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us the meaning of that scraping noise inside the thing?
Possibly the unequal cooling of its surface.
I say, do you still think it's a meteor, Professor?
Casing is definitely extraterrestrial, not found on this Earth. Friction with the Earth's atmosphere usually tears holes in a meteorite. This thing is smooth and you can see a cylindrical shape.
Nothing's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. This end of the thing is beginning to flake off. The top is beginning to rotate like a screw and this thing must be hollow.
Move it! Move it! Move it!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I had ever witnessed. Wait a minute. Someone's calling someone or something. I can see tearing out of that black hole through luminous disk.
Gradually went from possible to probable to almost certain.
President essentially giving Saddam 48 hours to get out of Dodge. War now seems all but inevitable.
Short of the a bullet to the back of his head, or he'd be leaving the
country. Something wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. Now it's another one and another one and another one. They look like tentacles to me. I can see the thing's body now. It's large. It's larger than a bear.
You, at this point, right now, tonight, don't see any other option but war. Do you? I'm asking you, Ambassador.
I agree. I don't think there's a viable option for the administration at this point. We're way too far out front in this.
Send us over there, guys. Let's get on with it. Let's get it over with.
Showdown Iraq.
If America goes to war, turn to MSNBC and the experts.
And in many ways, the U.S. News Media were equal partners with the officials in Washington and Capitol Hill in setting the agenda for war.
Oh, river and pulsate, and the monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing rising up now, and the cloud falls back. It seems plenty. That was an extraordinary experience, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find words. And, well, I'll pull this microphone with me as I talk. I'll have to stop the description so I can take a new position. Hold on, will you please? I'll be right back in a minute.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George signing off. This has been a special show dedicated to the wars going on in the world. They're literally the background of War of the Worlds. And stick around, we've got more Micropower Radio. I'm going to send you off with a little bit of the new Beastie Boys here, 2011. And I'll be back next week. Check out old school Furious G stuff at furiousg.blogspot.com. Definitely stick around, WCOMFM.org. And I will be back later next week. Thanks for listening. See ya.